Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a question which is kind of related to the legitimacy of the Quran and its divine nature and, you know, its miraculousness. That question is this. We know that we believe as Muslims that Quran is a miracle. Its eloquence is a miracle. This is something that we believe history testifies to. At the same time, right, when we examine some of the poems that were recited in the age of ignorance, meaning the time preceding the Quran, we see that a lot of these poems are very, very similar to a lot of phrases and words that are used in the Holy Quran. Just by way of passing, of course, we don't have time to get into details here about this, but by way of passing, we can mention one instance and one case of this. There was a poet from the age of ignorance named Ka'ab ibn Lawa. On Friday, he gathers his people and he recites a poem for them, right? A part of which is this: Wal ardu mihad was sama'u bina, right? This is very similar to a verse in the Holy Quran in which God says Wal ardu mihada was sama'u bina'a. He also says Wal jibalu awtad, and this is very similar to a verse in the Holy Quran where God says, "Wal jibalu awtada," right? This is one example of what we're talking about here, right? Another example is this: Imrul Qais. Imrul Qais is a very famous poet from the age of ignorance, right? In one of his poems, he uses the phrase "Qutil al insan," right? Which coincidentally has also been used in the Holy Quran. In one verse of the Holy Quran, we read قُتِلَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا أَكْفَرَ, right? This is mentioned in the Holy Quran. Right, so this is a question, right? It kind of calls into legitimacy the divine nature of the Holy Quran. Some people might say that what's going on here is the Quran just simply copying what these Arabian poets from the age of ignorance said, right? How can we defend the miraculousness of the Holy Quran, the fact that it's been revealed from God, when we see that it's clearly copying some phrases from here and there, and from other people, from human beings, right? Okay, so we can answer this question in a number of different ways. One of the ways that we can answer it is this, and this is a very simple answer. If anybody thinks about it, it makes sense, right? The Quran was revealed to a certain group of people, right? The Quran was revealed to a certain group of people. Therefore, right, it's true that the Quran is a book for all of humanity, but it was revealed to a certain group of people. And therefore, by force, it has no choice but to use that language of those people, right? The Quran refers to this in many verses of the Holy Quran. Right, it has to use the language of those people. It has to use phrases and expressions that those people are accustomed to and are used to. Right, you can't say that God Almighty is using here words that our people have already used. Right, no, He has to because He wants to convey those thoughts to these people who don't know any language or any other expressions besides the ones that they're using. Right, so this doesn't call into question the Quran's miraculousness or negate its divine nature. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the Quran and its use of phrases from the era of ignorance. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.